Today is Wednesday, May 5th. What to know about the newest vaccine-related goal? We'll explain the president's plan to reach it by July 4th and the obstacles he faces. Also, the latest debate about election rules. And will former President Trump get access to Facebook once again? Trump is not waiting for today's decision, the new way he plans to speak out. Plus, a new study linking diabetes and dementia, the impact of a years-long chicken craze, and happy Cinco de Mayo. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. The White House has a new goal: for 70% of American adults to have gotten at least one vaccine shot by the 4th of July. And that means some changes are on the way to help make it happen. Until now, shots have been going out to states mainly based on population. Well, that's changing. So more doses will start going to states where a lot of people are still signing up for shots. States like Michigan say they still need a lot more than what they're getting. But in places where there's not as much demand, like in Arkansas and Mississippi, the shipments will now be smaller. Also, now that the wait list of people trying to book vaccine appointments is smaller, the Biden administration is asking pharmacies to start accepting walk-ins, meaning no appointments necessary. CVS and Walmart have already agreed, saying they'll allow walk-ins at all their locations. Finally, President Biden ordered FEMA to help set up more pop-up vaccination clinics around the country, and more doses will go to rural areas. The president is hoping these changes will help the U.S. reach that next big goal for vaccines. But to meet President Biden's goal, nearly 100 million more Americans will have to get shots over the next couple of months, even though the pace of vaccinations has been falling in recent weeks. The other big hurdle will be getting kids vaccinated. Remember, we told you yesterday the Pfizer shots might be authorized for adolescents ages 12 to 15 as soon as next week. Then Pfizer says it's hoping to ask the FDA to authorize shots for kids as young as 2 years old in September, and then for babies and toddlers before the year is out. Both Pfizer and Moderna are still testing their shots on the younger kids right now. The former police officer convicted of murdering George Floyd is now requesting a new trial. Derek Chauvin's lawyer says the first one, that just wrapped up a couple weeks ago, wasn't fair. He argues the jury was prejudiced for a few reasons. One, because the court would not let the trial get moved out of Minneapolis. When lawyers first requested the move, the judge said it would not matter since people everywhere knew the details of George Floyd's death already. As you know, Chauvin was caught on video kneeling on Floyd's neck for more than 9 minutes during an arrest. But the trial location was not the defense team's only complaint. Chauvin's lawyer also says jurors should have been more isolated during the whole six-week trial, not just when it was time for them to discuss a verdict. Instead, for most of the trial, they were able to go home at night and were just told to avoid any news about the case. Also, the defense lawyer says the prosecutors should not have been allowed to call so many use of force experts as witnesses. And those were just a few of the many arguments for a new trial. Prosecutors are not worried about the new request, though. The Minnesota Attorney General's office put out a statement saying these are not new issues the defense team is raising. And already the court rejected their arguments and prosecutors fought them, which they say they'll keep doing. Also, we should note it's not unusual for a defense lawyer to request a new trial after the client is found guilty. For now, Derek Chauvin is still in prison and he could stay there for up to 40 years. His sentencing is scheduled for late next month. Texas is the latest state to get backlash over new election changes. But this time, the possible new rules have not even become law yet. Lawmakers there are expected to vote on bills in the days ahead. The bills would limit early voting hours, add new requirements for mail-in voting, and let partisan poll watchers record videos or take photos of people voting, among other things. Supporters say they'll make elections more secure. Critics say they just discourage people from voting and getting their voices heard. Now, dozens of major companies and business groups are among those critics. They include Microsoft, American Airlines, Etsy, Levi Strauss, and Unilever. They all signed a letter saying they're against changes in Texas that, quote, restrict eligible voters' access to the ballot. But the letter did not mention any bills specifically. Separately, more than 175 other business executives, lawyers, and other prominent people in Houston signed a letter against the specific proposals. And this is not the first time companies have spoken out on this issue in general. More than 400 corporations issued an earlier statement criticizing new restrictions passed in states like Florida. And companies like Delta Airlines, Coca-Cola, and Major League Baseball publicly opposed Georgia's voting law passed back in March. But several Republicans on both the state and national levels have asked businesses to stay out of politics. Some have even asked people to boycott the businesses that do comment on new bills like this. So what will state lawmakers in Texas ultimately decide? To be continued. Facebook is supposed to decide this morning whether to let former President Trump back on its platform. Remember, he got kicked off Facebook. Facebook owned Instagram and Twitter back in January after the Capitol riot. At the time, leaders of both companies said they did not want Trump inciting more violence like that on their platforms. Twitter's ban was already permanent, but Facebook referred the case to its oversight board. And today, those board members will say whether his Facebook and Instagram ban should be permanent or not. Either way, the Trump team has another plan to talk directly to voters. The former president just launched his own communications platform called From the Desk of Donald J. Trump. It's a new section of his website, sort of like a blog, where Trump can post comments, images, and videos. Already, there's quite a bit of content on there that looks a lot like what he used to post on Twitter. And one of Trump's senior advisors says Trump is still planning to launch his own social media platform soon. Stay tuned. More news just ahead, but first, thanks to our sponsor today, Noom. If you ever feel lost with all the different information and misconceptions out there about health and habits, Noom works to simplify things and help you turn your personal health goals and aspirations into reality. And not just for the month, Noom uses psychology and education to help you stick with it in the long term. Noom's cognitive behavioral approach is meant to help you build habits without an unrealistic, rigorous plan or unforgiving lifestyle. You set your goals and Noom helps you get there. And Noom knows you're busy and doesn't expect to dominate your life. It expects just 10 minutes a day of your time. And there's no bad food. It's more about understanding cravings, helping you eat and feel better, and knowing how to shop. There's also easy food logging and a way to chart your progress for your own healthier habits. You can sign up for your trial today at Noom, Noom.com/newsworthy. Again, sign up for your trial at Noom, Noom.com/newsworthy. Noom wants you to know there's a science to getting healthier. So go to Noom.com/newsworthy. Okay, now let's go back to the news. Well, it turns out having type 2 diabetes could increase your risk of getting Alzheimer's and other forms of dementia. At least that's according to a new study published by the American Medical Association this week. To come up with the new findings, researchers followed more than 10,000 patients for 3 decades. None of them had diabetes at the beginning of the study. By the end of it, about 1,700 patients had type 2 diabetes and more than 600 had dementia. Researchers found the younger the patient was when they first got diabetes, the greater the chance that person would suffer from dementia later on. Now, to be clear, researchers are not saying diabetes definitely causes dementia. More research is needed to know for sure. But medical experts do say this new research shows patients need to prioritize their health at a younger age. Minor League Baseball is back. Players took to the diamond last night for the first time since September 2019. Their 2020 season was completely canceled because of the pandemic, and a lot has changed during that time away. For starters, the number of minor league teams has shrunk from 160 to 120, so about 1,000 players lost their minor league status. But the AP reports the remaining players got significant pay raises, and the regional leagues have all been renamed. There are now 4 levels of play: AAA, AA, High A, and Low A. And now the Major League plans to use the minors to experiment with new rules. For example, pitchers in the Low-A West Division will have a 15-second pitch clock to see if that improves the pace and length of games. And at the AAA level, the bases will be a few inches larger and made with more grippy material. Major League Baseball wants to see if larger bases will reduce player injuries and encourage more players to steal bases. If these changes go well in the minors, we could see them in the majors soon. Americans love fried chicken so much, they're eating it faster than suppliers can serve it up. Bloomberg reports the United States is running low on chickens, and part of the problem is the insatiable demand for fried chicken sandwiches at fast food chains. Popeyes is credited for starting the trend when it debuted its chicken sandwich a couple years ago. You might remember customers lined up for blocks to get it, and Popeyes ran out of chicken after just 2 weeks. Other restaurant chains rushed to release new chicken sandwiches soon after. The Washington Post even named 2019 the year of the chicken sandwich. But the demand has not let up since. Both KFC and McDonald's, for example, reported their chicken sandwich sales have exceeded expectations so far this year. But the companies that supply the chicken are having a hard time keeping up. Bloomberg reports chicken producers are struggling to hire enough new workers at processing plants. Today is Cinco de Mayo. The holiday started in Mexico to celebrate a big and unexpected victory over the French Empire during a battle in 1862. But now it's actually observed more here in the U.S. than it is in Mexico. Every year, communities throw parades and parties full of mariachi music, Mexican folk dancing, and traditional foods. So today, some restaurants are celebrating by offering rewards and discounts like Chipotle, Chili's, and On the Border. And that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Work Wednesday, when we break down one interesting career or work-related news story every Wednesday. But first, this episode is brought to you by Lightstream. You know what feels great? Paying off high-interest credit cards, getting a lower rate, and ultimately saving money. Lightstream offers credit card consolidation loans from 5.95% APR with autopay and excellent credit. So with a credit card consolidation loan, you can combine multiple debts from credit cards into one payment that may also lower your interest rate. And the rate is fixed, so it'll never go up over the life of the loan. Plus, there are no fees. In fact, Lightstream does not even need to say hidden fees because there are just no fees at all. Simply go to lightstream.com/newsworthy and you can put in your personal numbers and see the interest rate you would get with a Lightstream loan. Then, if it's a good fit, the Newsworthy listeners can apply now to get a special interest rate discount and save even more. That's lightstream.com/newsworthy. This is subject to credit approval. Rates range from 5.95% APR to 19.99% APR and include a 0.50% auto pay discount. Lowest rate requires excellent credit. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Go to lightstream.com/newsworthy for all the information. Okay, now back to Work Wednesday. Today, we're talking about what looks to be a new reality. People all over the world worked more during the pandemic, but were not always paid extra for their time. New research shows unpaid overtime went up all over the world. The ADP Research Institute surveyed more than 32,000 adults in 17 countries. It found in North America, people put in nearly 9 extra hours per week in 2020. Back in 2019, the average was 4 extra hours, so about half as much. The survey found some employees put in extra hours because the pandemic created more work, or more got added to their plates when colleagues quit or got fired. But it hasn't been all bad. Worldwide, about 66% of workers now say they feel more empowered to take advantage of flexible schedules, like working from home a few days a week. That number was only 26% before the pandemic. Plus, people are making more money overall. 68% of workers worldwide said they received a raise or a bonus since the pandemic started. All right, thank you so much for listening today. And if you enjoyed the show and you want to let others know about it, we always appreciate seeing your kind reviews in your podcast app. You can also go to ratethispodcast.com/newsworthy to see how you can easily leave a review. All right, we'll catch you up on more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.